Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam. You are listening to the Lives of the Sahaba program with myself, Muhammad Bam, and with me online I have is Maulana Muhammad Karulia from Springs. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hi, Maulana.
Alhamdulillah, Maulana, how are you today?
How's the
hot weather today?
Not so hot this side, Maulana. Well, yesterday it was quite hot in the afternoon, so we'll just wait and see. At the moment there's a nice cool breeze.
Why we can continue the program?
Alhamdulillah wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Allahumma rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Respected elders, honorable brothers and friends in Islam, we were speaking on the fada'il and manaqib, the virtues and merits of Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, the first Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allahu Akbar. So much more could be said. One more very brief point. Aqadahum Ali. We referred to this in our previous discussion. Nabi alayhi salam said that Sayyidun Ali radiallahu anhu is aqadahum, the most knowledgeable man in the Ummah with regards to the Islamic judiciary. With regards to the Islamic judiciary, how the courts work in the context of the Sharia, nobody has more knowledge than Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. Obviously, excluding the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are a great many hadith with regards to the merits and the virtues of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, just like there were so many with regards to the manaqib and the merits of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr and Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhuma. But like we had done previously with Sayyiduna Abu Bakr and Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhuma, we confined ourselves to hadith that were quoted in the famous book of hadith, the Mishkatul Masabih. We will do the same with regard to Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Nevertheless, we now continue. There's a hadith which tells us that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent an army on a particular expedition. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not going to take part in this expedition. And generally the scholars refer to such expeditions as saraya. The singular form would be sariya and the plural is saraya. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent this army. Nabi alayhi salam himself was not in the army. And the narrator of the hadith is actually a sahabiya, a female sahabi. Her name is Ummu Atiyya radiallahu anha. And Ummu Atiyya says that when Nabi alayhi salam dispatched the army, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says, I saw Nabi alayhi salam rafi'un yadayhi. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rafi'un yadayhi, raising his hands. And as he raised his hands, as in dua, while making dua, you know, how you raise your hands at the time of dua, that's how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hand and he said, Allahumma la tumitni hatta turiyani aliyya. Allahumma, oh Allah, la tumitni. Don't give me death. Don't take me away from this dunya. Don't let me die. Hatta turiyani aliyyan, until you let me see Ali. Until you let me see Ali, meaning that, oh Allah, don't take me away from this dunya before Ali returns from the expedition. Before Ali returns from this journey of his, let him come back safely before you take me away. From this we see the love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. The love, the affection for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Let's look at another. Interesting hadith. The previous hadith was recorded by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah in his Jami'. We have another kitab again recorded by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. And this time the narrator is none other than Ali radiallahu anhu himself. Ali radiallahu anhu says, Kuntu shakiya. I was ill. I wasn't feeling well. فَمَرَّ بِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلِيهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَنَا أَقُولُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to walk past me while I was making dua. And in my dua I was saying, Allahumma, إِن كَانَ أَجَلِي قَدْ حَضَرْ فَأَرِحْنِي وَإِن كَانَ مُتَأَخِّرًا فَارْصَغْنِي وَإِن كَانَ بَلَاءً فَصَبِّرْنِي. What was I saying? Or rather, what was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu saying? He was making dua, yes. But what was he saying in his dua? He was saying, Wallah, إِن كَانَ أَجْلِي قَدْ حَضَرْ. If my time is up, if it's time for me to die, if the time of my death has arrived, فَأَرِحْنِي, then give me comfort. Then give me comfort. As if he was saying, Oh Allah, the pain is unbearable. And if it's time for me to die, if my time is up, then give me comfort, take me away. وَإِن كَانَ مُتَأَخِّرًا. But if it's not yet time for me to die, if it's not the time for my death, if my time is not yet up, فَارْصَغْنِي, then cure me. فَارْصَغْنِي, then cure me. Give me good health. Give me afia. وَإِن كَانَ بَلَاءً. And what if this is just a test, you are putting me to test, فَصَبِّرْنِي, then give me patience to pass this test. Then give me the endurance that I require. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this. So immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped and said, كَيْفَ قُلْتَ. What did you say, Ali? Repeat what you said. So Ali radiallahu anhu repeated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he just said. Sayyidina Ali says, فَضَّرَبَهُ بِرِجْلِهِ. Sayyidina Ali says that, one of the sub-narrators says that Sayyidina Ali says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kicked him. فَضَّرَبَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ kicked him with his foot. ضَرَبَهُ, kicked him with his foot. وَقَالَ النَّبِي عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ said, اللَّهُمَّ عَافِهِ. Oh, Nabi عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ said, اللَّهُمَّ اشْفِهِ. The narrator is doubting now whether Sayyidina Ali mentioned that Nabi عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ used the word عَافِهِ or Nabi عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ used the word اشْفِهِ. اللَّهُمَّ عَافِهِ. Or it is Allahumma shfihi. Oh Allah, grant him afia. Or is it, oh Allah, grant him shifa. Either way, the meaning is the same. Oh Allah, cure him. It is the same, the meaning doesn't change. But look at the accuracy of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How accurate they are in the words. Where they slide down, he knows the meaning is not changing. He knows the meaning is not changing. But look at the integrity of the narrator. And look at the honesty of the narrator. And he's telling you, look, you know what, I'm not doubting. I'm not sure. I'm doubting. Did the Nabi Islam use the word hafi? Or did the Nabi Islam use the word ishfi? Nevertheless, the meaning that you and I need to know, the word that you and I need to know is, he was saying, oh Allah. Nabi Islam was saying, oh Allah, cure him, grant him shifa. Oh Allah, make him better. Sayyidina Ali says, فَمَشْتَكَيْتُ وَجَعِي بَعْدُ. After that, I never ever complained of any pain. After that, I never ever experienced any pain. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, here's a very important hadith. Important, interesting. The narrator of the hadith, not narrator, the narrators. There's two narrators of this hadith. One is the Sahabi, Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu. Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu. And the other is the Sahabi, Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu. Not Zayd bin Haritha, not Zayd bin Thabit, Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu. So there's two narrators. Both of them are narrating this particular incident, which took place shortly after the Hajjatul Wida, while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling back to Madinatul Munawwara. Prior to the Hajjatul Wada, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had deputed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu to Yemen. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Yemen. Now when I say prior to Hajjatul Wada, this was some time before the Hajjatul Wada. Nevertheless, when Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to leave Medina for Hajjatul Wada, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu received knowledge of Nabi alayhi sallam's journey, of Nabi alayhi sallam's intention to perform Hajj. So at the same time, Sayyidina Ali left Yemen in order to make Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now there were some people who accompanied Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu on the journey from Yemen to Mecca. Eventually when they reached Mecca, there's one or two people, individuals who were with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, had some complaints about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. The complaints were, however, unfounded. They were baseless. There was no substance to their complaint. So they mentioned the complaint to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ignored them. But they repeated the complaint in the course of the journey on more than one occasion. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had performed Hajj. The Hajj was over. And they were returning to Madinatul Munawwara. And again the complaint, the same baseless, unfair, incorrect complaint, was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And this time when they put the complaint in front of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had halted now at a place that was known as Ghadiri Khum. Ghadiru Khum. There was this well there, and Nabi alayhi sallam halted there, he camped there for a little while. But now Nabi alayhi sallam was angry because these people are repeatedly bringing the same complaint. Don't they understand that when I am ignoring the complaint, I'm not paying attention, that means that there is no substance to the complaint. They must leave it aside now. Don't pursue the matter because it's incorrect. There's no substance to it. But they keep on coming back. So Nabi alayhi sallatu wasalam then assembled the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam assembled the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And then Nabi alayhi salam caught the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Brought Sayyidina Ali next to him. Akhada biyadi Ali, he caught the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And then he asked the Sahaba, Alastum ta'lamuna anni awla bil mu'mineen min anfusihim. Do you not know that I am more deserving of the believers than they deserve themselves? I am more deserving of the believers than they deserve themselves. The Sahaba all replied, Bala, definitely, we know that. Definitely, we are aware of it. We believe it. The Nabi alayhi salam repeated the question again. Alastum ta'lamuna anni awla bi kulli mu'minin min nafsi. Are you not aware? Do you not know that I am more deserving of every believer than he deserves himself? Again, Qalu, again, Qalu, they said, Bala, definitely, we know it, we believe it. Nabi alayhi salam then said, Allahumma, man kuntu mawlahu fa'aliyun mawla. Allahumma man walahu Allahumma wali man walahu wa'adi man adahu. Nabi alayhi salam then said, Allahumma wallah, man kuntu mawlahu fa'aliyun mawlahu. If man kuntu mawlahu, if I am the friend of anybody, then Ali is also that person's friend. Man kuntu mawlahu. You see, this word mawla has many different meanings. Many different meanings. When attributed to Allah, then mawla would mean help. I think we discussed this word mawla sometime previously. So we won't repeat the explanation with regards to the different meanings of mawla. But in the context of this hadith, it would mean habib. It would mean beloved. It would mean friend. Oh Allah, man kuntu mawlahu. Oh Allah, if I love somebody, then Ali will also love that person. Oh Allah, man kuntu mawlahu, if I am somebody's friend, fa'aliyul mawlahu, then Ali automatically becomes that person's friend. Then Nabi Ali, Nabi Ali was hinting to the Muslims that listen, if you are my friend, you will be friend Sayyidina Ali. If you love me, you will love Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu. So then Nabi Ali continued now. And it says, Allahumma wallah, wali man walahu. ولا befriend the one who befriends Ali. وعادي من عاداه. And Allah has enmity for the one who has enmity for Ali. ولا have enmity, be the enemy of the one who is Ali's enemy. That's all Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. Later on, Sayyiduna Bara bin Azib, as well as Sayyiduna Zayd bin Arqam, the two narrators say that later on, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu met Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. And when Sayyiduna Umar met him, فَقَالَ لَهُ سَيْنَا عُمَرَ سَتُ هَنِيًا يَبْنَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. Congratulations, O son of Abi Talib. Congratulations, O son of Abi Talib. أَصْبَحْتَ وَأَمْسَيْتَ مَوْلَى كُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ وَمُؤْمِنَ. You have become the beloved of every believing male and female. Congratulations, O son of Abi Talib. Congratulations, O Ali. You have become the son of every believing male and believing female. Every mu'min and mu'mina is going to love you. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, if you love the Nabi of Allah, you must love Sayyidina Ali. And Nabi alayhi salam is saying, O Allah, befriend the one who befriends Ali. Who's going to have enmity for Ali? Because he knows, if you have enmity for Ali, you are automatically the enemy of not just Rasulullah, but you are also the enemy of Allah, wahdahu la sharika lah. Now this shows you again, the status of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Now some people incorrectly conclude from this hadith, that this hadith is showing you that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu must be the first khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the automatic successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar, etc. But that is incorrect. This is incorrect because we just said, what's the meaning of Mawla? Mawla merely means Habib, friend, bi Habib, beloved. So, man kuntu Mawlahu, all of you Islam is saying. And look at the context of the hadith. Look at the circumstances due to which Nabi Islam made the statement. You remember sometime previously we spoke about how in tafsir we have something called sababun nuzul, cause for revelation of the ayah. And likewise in hadith we have something called sababul wurud. The sababul wurud, cause for the utterance of a hadith. So why did Nabi Salatu Wasalam mention this? He wasn't speaking of who's going to be his successor. It had nothing to do with successorship. He was just speaking of people and the relation to the relationship to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He just meant that, look, if you love me, then don't keep on complaining of Sayyidina Ali, especially when you know that the complaint is faithless. When the complaint is unfounded, when the Rasul of Allah is ignoring the complaint, then why do you continue complaining of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with love for all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true understanding of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakallah Mawlana for that inspiring program. Do join us next week at the same time. For myself, Muhammad Bam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.